This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we're with Kim Garsuch, and we're going to be talking about how to follow your passion while starting a business. Hey, Kim, how are you doing?
Thank you. It's so fun to be here.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Kim Garsuch, and I am the founder and CEO of a company called Weeva, W-E-E-V-A. And we help people collect their experience and to work together to create beautiful coffee table books.
That's awesome. Tell us a little bit more about Weeva.
Well, Weeva was created when my dad became seriously ill with a disease called myocarditis. And it was one of those times where you thought, oh my gosh, one day we will lose his stories if we don't find a way to collect them. And that caused me to think about, well, who knows these stories? How can we easily collect them from everybody who knows them? And if I could do that, what would the impact be? And what we now know is that when everybody works together to collect their favorite photos and their favorite stories about someone, that we can give them this astonishing book that changes their life, because it shows them who they are and it shows them how much they're loved.
That's awesome. So why did you create Weeva?
I created it because I want to deepen the connection and meaning between people. And I feel that the world has in many ways become more shallow. Social media is a big part of that. And Weeva goes in exactly the opposite direction, where we invite people to think about, you know, someone or something that they really care about, and to think about why that is. And so if you think about giving, like, your father a gift for his, let's say, 70th birthday, and you collect stories from all the people who know him, then it's like giving him, 100 love letters all at once. And so you show him that he's seen and that he's loved and that he has this legacy. He's had this impact in other people's lives. And for both sides, both the person who writes the letter and the person who receives the book, it's this eye-opening moment, right, where you think about your relationships and what they mean to you. And there's, you know, in my opinion, relationships are everything. And that might be personal relationships, as in a family. It can also be in community relationships, like a school, or it can be colleagues, like in a company, right? And they're all really important.
Right. So essentially, you're documenting other people's memory in either photo form or even like writing form, and you put it in a book, correct?
Yes, in a beautiful coffee table book. So, awesome. For instance, we just did one for my mom, and it has 60 people contributed to that book, and they contributed their favorite memories of her, things they learned from her, a word they would use to describe her, and then also their favorite photos. And so it's this astonishing mix of love that comes through loud and clear.
That's really awesome. So so whenever I first talked to you about this, you were very, very excited and passionate about it. And so from a business perspective, okay, from like an entrepreneur either starting their business or about to start their business, do you feel like following your passion to create a business is more important than following money?
Well, I personally think those two things are not mutually exclusive. And the things that you are passionate about and that you're also good at, as long as they also have a market, then money should be part of the equation. And, you know, businesses are extremely hard to start. They're hard to fund. And you have to, I think the passion is required because you have to want it. You have to want it a lot because you're going to need to push through all the obstacles that are going to come your way. And in my experience, like, it never goes as fast as you want. It never goes as smoothly as you want. And yet, you still have to want it. So you can't, you cannot do without the passion side. At the same time, there's also a practical reality that you have to fund progress. You know, like Weva, we hire fantastic editors and designers, and we also really care about the customer experience, right? So we want every single customer who uses our platform to have a rock star experience. Well, that means you have to staff ahead of revenue because you want to be able to deliver for each and every customer. So money and passion have to go hand in hand.
Well, that's awesome. So why is it so difficult for some people to get it in their head that, hey, they could start a business that they're passionate about and it doesn't just need to be about money? Like, in your opinion, why is it that's such a complication?
Well, I think starting a business is really hard, and you are putting yourself on the line in a way that you don't have to in most other endeavors. I think there are exceptions to that. Music, for example, musicians are really entrepreneurs, and every time they create something, they are putting themselves into the world, right? And right. People react to that something that's put in the world. And I have a son who's a musician. I myself am a dancer and a ballroom dancer, and we go out and, you know, we do a showcase, for instance, and we are putting ourselves out in a way that is deeply personal, deeply creative, and frankly scary. And creating a company is exactly the same thing. You are putting yourself out there in a way that, you know, knowing, because most startups do not succeed. So you know when you start a company that you have a high potential to fail, right? And right. You have to be able to hold that optimism in mind while you also manage your intention and your passion and your persistence and your fear because it's scary, and nobody should start a company without understanding that, you know, that is just part of the deal. You might not succeed, but then again, you might succeed, and there's no way to know until you try.
That's awesome.
And so I think, you know, the thing is, when people start a company, they should understand they have to manage their internal state of mind is just as important as anything else they do in the business.
Yeah, that's cool. So has your passion ever prevented you from growing your business? Like, has it been such a focus that you forgot about making money?
Well, we try to create beautiful things. So our focus is on deepening connection and meaning between people and then packaging it in a way that is beautiful and that they love. And so we are almost all the time focused on how do we make that product excellent for every single customer, you know, who comes through. And so most of the time we're focusing on how do we deliver excellence for our customers. And then at the same time, we have to manage the practical reality that we still have to meet payroll and we have to, you know, we have to pay our suppliers and like we have to, so we have to actually balance both those things. And so it's never an either or to me. It has to always be, it's always a combo thing, even though our primary emphasis is on how do we deliver excellence.
That's awesome. Hey, this is the part in the podcast where I open it up for you to share anything that's on your mind. So go ahead.
Well, I one thing that Weva is developing is a book on company culture. And our goal here is to share the best thinking from experts and companies who are really using culture and the development of culture to sustain long-term competitive advantage. And so anybody who is interested in, you know, what does it take to build a culture? How should you think about it? Where should you invest? What do you have to do to get it right? I would invite you to like weva.com on Facebook. And then if you go to culturebook.weva.com, that's culturebook.weva.com, and let us know that you're interested in this topic, then we'll let you know when the book is published. Because it's you know, we're probably a month away. It's really awesome. It's got great content from Patty McCord and Ginger Hartage from Southwest Airlines, Rourke Denver, who worked with the Navy SEALs. And so it's got all this like really awesome advice that's also really practical and usable. So, and I know a lot of your listeners probably are entrepreneurs. We do help companies make culture books, and that is like so fun because it shows you the heart and soul of your company, and it allows you to engage your employees in a really different way. So it's a lot of fun.
That's so awesome. Hey, thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim. Bye.
Okay. Bye.